Welcome to Funky Fitness Now, where every week we take a look at some of the creative, unusual, and downright crazy things people do to get fit. We have a lot of fun, and occasionally, we even learn something. So fasten your weight belt, it's time for Funky Fitness Now. Here are your hosts, Steve Stearns and Jessica Bailey.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Welcome to episode number 2 of Funky Fitness Now. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host from SassyGirlFitnessNYC.com, Jessica Bailey. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I am really excited about tonight's episode because I have found some weird things that I want to talk about.
Awesome. Well, that's the whole point, right?
I hope so, because otherwise I would just be talking about odd things people do.
Right.
I mean, which I could do by myself. That would be fine too. I could talk about weird things and you could talk about normal things and it'd be fine.
Yeah. And well, and that this gives us a reason to talk about weird things. Otherwise,
right,
it's just like a bizarre malady or something. It's not really, there's no point.
It would just be like a regular conversation between you and I.
That's right. Exactly. So what's the point tonight? The point tonight is we've got weird fitness terms, right?
Yeah. Well, mine are not so much fitness terms, but fitness like exercises, crazes, things that you've probably heard before, but we just want to talk about the words, what they mean and what they are.
Got it. Okay. So should we do, we usually do ladies first.
Oh.
So that should be to you then.
All right. So the first one I have is not a fitness term that you hear like in a class every day. Mm-hmm. It is a form of fitness that people do. Mm-hmm. And it is called a kangaroo jump. So we're going to put an image up on Funky Fitness Now so you can actually see what we're talking about. But they look like moon boots, but they are not moon boots. So what you do is you strap on these like low impact, kind of like rebound shoes, mm-hmm, and you bounce around for heart pumping cardio. So
I've
you're not
seen that,
like getting impact on your joints. And so you can like run in place or leap from side to side or do jumping jacks. And it's like having springs on your feet.
The only problem is you look like a goofball.
I really think that that's not the only problem. Yeah, you look like a crazy person. Actually, I was watching a video for this and the guy in the video, he was like a tutorial about like how to like wear them and work out in them. He was like, when you put these on, make sure you're standing next to a stable surface. You will need the stable surface for about the first 10 minutes. What? That's crazy. What? This is not for regular people. Put them on and be near a wall for 10 minutes.
So how springy? I mean, I think I've seen these before because they almost look like a leaf spring, right? They're kind of like an oval almost. But to me, they didn't look like they were all that. They must be really springy.
So they're like a trampoline. So, you know, the only thing is you might get tired after you jump around for a few minutes.
Right.
So when they were developed in the 20th century in Eastern Europe, they were for recovering athletes. So like they were mostly for athletes that had leg injuries.
Yeah.
And this physical therapist of this fitness studio in New York City, or actually, I'm not even sure if they're new, if they're international, or I just know of it in New York. It's called XL Physical Therapy and Fitness. He tested them and he said the shoes seem easier on the joints, and it makes sense that the jumps would help you tone muscle faster and burn more calories. But you know, I don't know. I feel also like you could easily break your leg. Like, wonder if you fell. Wonder if you like didn't like have good balance.
Right. Well, have you seen those guys that have the, I mean, it's kind of like that, only they're doing them on pogo sticks, but they're doing like these really like multiple flips and almost like parkour on pogo sticks. Have you seen those guys?
Yeah. Actually, I was just the other day watching a video of a kid during like his show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
He was like on the pogo stick and he goes, I can even do this without my hands. And he was jumping up and down the pogo stick. And for like 30 seconds, it was kind of boring because he was just watching him jump up and down. And then he fell. And that was a little entertaining because he fell and he didn't hurt himself. So it was funny. But at the same time, you're like, well, of course you're going to fall. You know, of course he's a young kid. So he doesn't understand like engaging the core and squeezing his muscles. But yeah.
But it seems like this would be these Kanga. I mean, they're called Kanga jumps, right? Or Kangoo jumps or something.
Kangoo jumps.
It seems like the concept, it seems like it would be kind of fun. You know, it's almost like anti-gravity boots or something. But I mean, what's the traction like? I mean, is it like a hard plastic thing or is it a rubber?
No, it's like a hard plastic.
Yeah.
I bet you could get them designed differently for a particular sports activity. But I know that they were redesigned in the 1990s to improve comfort, design, and performance. And then this fitness program called Kangoo Jumps Fitness Program was developed then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good one. And when
it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. When you first said it, I thought it was a Kangoo jump. Like the pronunciation got me there for a second. I didn't.
Oh.
Then I recognized it was Kangoo jumps.
Oh, it might be me. Maybe it is something very sassy like kangoo-goo jump.
Oh, that could
I don't
be.
Know.
Yeah. Akaja-goo-goo.
That's what I think it is.
Right. Well, that's good. So now I didn't do anything like that.
Okay, good.
I just took an exercise that we all love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to figure out where did this come from, because it's the burpee, right?
Oh god, yeah, let's hear it.
And I mean, yeah, it's one of these things that we all know the exercise, but I've often wondered why did they come up with this name burpee, right?
Yeah.
I also want to tell you that I looked up a couple of different things here for our show tonight, and I had a hard time finding the origins of some of these. So some of these origins that I'm going to tell to you are real and some are not real.
Okay.
So you have to figure out. So it's almost like a game show again.
Oh my God, it's like
we
a test?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm not prepared. I didn't study.
No. Okay. Okay, so this is what I found out about the burpee.
Okay.
All right. And this is from New York City, so this is right up your alley. The guy's name was Royal H. Burpee.
True. Oh, I got it right?
You got it
was
right.
Was that not a quiz question?
Not a quiz. Actually, you were supposed to listen to the whole story, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
The whole
story
is true.
Keep going.
But he was a physiologist in New York, and what he wanted to do was they had a bunch of fitness tests for athletes, but they had nothing for just regular people to measure the fitness of a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of a fitness fanatic and decided that he wanted to help in this way, try to come up with some sort of a fitness test. So he invented, this was in 1939, he invented this 4-count movement that would provide a quick way for people to evaluate the fitness of just an ordinary person. And the four point movement is kind of the basic structure of the burpee as we know it now. It's squat down, place both hands on the floor, jump your feet back into the plank position, jump your feet forward, and then stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that was his version originally. And over time, that became the full burpee that we know with the push-up in between and that kind of stuff. But that's where burpee comes from. It's really his last name. I always thought maybe it was people just having digestive issues as they were doing it, but
that would be interesting. Well, actually, I'm not surprised that you said that it's his last name, because people tend to do that. They name things after themselves.
True.
But thank God it is after his last name and about not bodily functions.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
That would be disgusting. You could listen, you could hear it before you saw it, probably.
Right.
If that was the case.
Or smell it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was not going to go there, but that's okay. So I went a little further with this because I know that there are tons of different variations of burpees out there, but I had no idea how many. I actually was able to find, I think in total I found something like 47 or 50 different versions of burpees, but I settled in on 30. And
wow.
I found a a good video that kind of takes you through some of these different variations. So I figured we could put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, but I hate burpees.
Oh, me too.
But they're awesome.
I know. They're so good for you. They feel so good. But recently I was reading some research about the burpee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people can't do them right. They don't do them right. And they can't do them right. So in like group fitness settings, you're not supposed to be telling people to do them because a lot of people are throwing themselves on the ground and they're not engaging their bodies properly and squeezing their glutes tight to stabilize their pelvis, and they're hurting their backs.
Yeah.
So they're actually saying like you should not do them in a group setting unless you are supervised.
Right. Because it's a very dynamic movement. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not spot on, you could... You know, particularly with that jump back of the feet and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think like last week I was doing a Tabata of burpees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, towards the end when I was getting tired, I was, you know, obviously performing them not as well the first few times that I had done them before. And I could feel myself like slowly losing my form.
Yep.
And I mean, luckily I know what I'm doing. So like, okay, I scaled it back and did something else. So I wouldn't hurt myself, but someone that doesn't know to scale back and not hurt themselves, it could potentially be very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
The burpee.
I didn't mean to bum you out, dude.
No, that's cool. I mean, you know, that it's good information because that those days when I go, I just don't want to do the burpee. I can go, well, you know, Jessica said it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So I could do something else.
Right? Oh my goodness. That's right. You could just, you know what? You could do a plethora of other activities. There are tons of exercises you could do.
That's right. You don't have to get, and you shouldn't get stuck on one thing anyway.
No, right? Your body gets used to it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, if your body just adapts to those things, you're going to change it up all the time. So what's the next one that you have that is going to help us change it up?
Along the lines of changing things up, I found something that takes the cake when it comes to weird workouts. And I don't know if I'm even pronouncing this right. It's called Doga. D-O-G-A. Doga.
Doga.
Yep.
Never. Is it like yoga only with a D?
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
And Doga is practicing yoga with your pet dog.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I can't believe that.
Okay. So throughout this workout, masters can bond with their pets while getting fitter than before. Like even the dogs perform asanas like chaturanga, where the dogs sit with their front paws in the air and their human partner supports them by, like, I don't know, holding their torso or something. I'm not quite sure how that works, but they support them somehow.
What if the dog doesn't want to do it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I am sure that the dog doesn't want to do it. I can only imagine what a nightmare this would be.
Wow.
So yeah. And then they they're used as dogs are used as props by their human partner. So like, you know, let's say you're doing like a twisted lunge, and instead of putting your hand on a brick, you would put your hand on the dog.
Oh, man.
Okay, first of all, I don't know how the dogs are silent.
Yeah.
Right? And how they're not running everywhere. I mean,
you probably need the right kind of dog for this.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Wow. You know, I've seen those videos before where the person's doing yoga and the cat is on them and the cat keeps moving.
Yes.
You know, but
I
don't know.
There's no way. Okay. Yeah. This was also my favorite. Okay. Let me describe this to you.
Downward dog?
No. Okay. So have you ever practiced yoga? Do you know the warrior poses?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So think of yourself. You're in warrior pose and the dog is balanced on your thigh.
What?
I can barely get this out. I'm laughing so hard. The dog is wrapped around your neck.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What kind of dogs are these?
I don't know.
Do you sedate them first? I mean, how are you going to get a dog to hang around your neck?
I don't know. or wow. the dog is bouncing on your thigh when you're in a forward bend. How is that happening? I don't understand how that's physically possible.
Is he draped over your leg like a blanket?
Well, you're standing and the dog is on your thigh as you fold forward. I don't know. Are you wow. holding the dog and you're folding forward? How is this happening?
This whole thing seems fraught with injury, because if you have a little owner and a big dog, you got major right. problems.
Right.
You know?
Your major problem is you should not be doing dog yoga.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Doga. Doga.
Yeah, doga.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, you know, downward dog, it's like getting really literal, right?
Yes, it is.
I just thought it was very interesting. And, you know, a lot of dog owners are thrilled by this workout and they enjoy it more than like traditional workouts.
Yeah. And I suppose, I mean, if it's something that if it motivates you and it gets you out there and you've got the right kind of dog to do it, and then great. But
your dog will very happily wrap around your neck and stay wow. there. That's, okay. I just can't imagine. This just sounds funny to me. And like, wonder if you didn't know that this was happening and you look in a window and you see all these dogs wrapped around necks.
Oh, yeah. That's like a class, right?
Yes.
Oh, you would think it would be like some kind of a weird cult or something.
Right. Maybe it is. And I'm laughing.
It could
be. And the next thing you know, I'm going to get stolen and dogs are going to be around my neck.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, we're going to go from doggies to froggies. So that's
okay,
good. That's a good segue.
That's a good transition. Yep.
So that was
keeping it all.
That's right. Keeping it all. That was my next one, was froggies, because I've done these and they're kind of fun to do. I don't really get it, but I just like the name, you know, froggies.
Okay.
But I was really intrigued to find out. So where did this one come from? You know,
yeah.
Who comes up with these things? And it does kind of look like a frog. So that's kind of what I thought I was going to find. But I actually found something a little more interesting.
Oh.
So this one goes all the way back to, they think, somewhere around the early 1900s, turn of the century.
Oh.
And there was a guy named, no, he wasn't named Froggy. His name was John Derrick. And he was an impromptu captain of a cricket team. And this was over in England. And these guys were from Yorkshire. And they stunk. They were horrible. So they got John Derrick to be their captain. And he decided he wanted them to do deep knee bends, which was pretty popular back then. But he was going to take it a little bit further and have them touch the ground. So they started doing that. And with green uniforms, people started calling them the Yorkshire Frogs. And then people would say, well, what are those guys doing? And they would say, well, they're doing those froggies. And that's where the name comes from.
Interesting. Wow.
Is that weird?
Yeah. No, it is weird.
Do you believe it? Because I made that up.
Oh, my God. Really?
I did. I made the whole thing up.
I totally believed it. Oh, my God. Well, that's a good story. You're good at lying.
Yes. Well, I tried. Not that good, because I tried it out on Melissa, and she immediately knew. She goes, that's fake. Oh, geez. But so the answer to the question is, I have no idea what the origin of the name Froggies is.
Man.
Isn't that a bummer? Because that was a great story. There really was a guy named John Derrick, and he did have something to do with cricket, but nothing to do with Froggies at all. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure the name probably comes from the fact that you just look like a frog when you do them. Have you ever done one before?
I just taught them last night in one of my fitness classes.
Awesome.
Yeah, you do look like a frog. But, you know, when you're working out so hard, you don't care. I mean,
no,
you're doing
right.
things like a burpee, mountain climbers. None of them are cute.
No.
None of them are.
They all look bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they're fun. Yeah, but yeah, they're not my favorite exercise, but they're fun to, like, keep it interesting, keep you on your toes, keep you thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, get you moving a little bit. And, you know, I was surprised, and you probably already know this, but I was surprised to find that there are multiple versions of froggies, too.
Are there?
Yeah. And in fact, one that you even do with an exercise ball, which
Ooh.
Is a little bizarre. It's almost like the doggy yoga we just talked about.
Ooh, interesting. Weird.
It is weird. You like, best I could tell, you get on the exercise ball on your stomach and you kind of roll forward so mm-hmm. that you're kind of tilted down, and mm-hmm. then it's your legs that you kind of just scissor them back and forth like a frog would.
Interesting.
It's supposed to be good for your butt muscles or something.
All right. So you're on and you scissor your legs. This is not something I would teach in a group fitness class. No. That could be a nightmare. I would not. No.
No. And I would definitely, I wouldn't even do these in public. I would do this one privately for sure.
Do all your workouts privately.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And I can't believe I fell for your story.
I know.
I wanted to believe everything you say.
I know. And you were so quiet too. I'm going like, she knows that I'm making this up.
Oh, no, I was just listening with intent. That's all.
Well, I do have a video for some of these variations of froggies, too. So I'll make sure that that's in the show notes.
Ooh, yeah, I want to see this video because I could get some ideas.
Yeah, these are weird.
Sounds great. Yeah, I love talking about weird things.
I know.
There's so many weird things that I just want to talk about all the time.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, we've been getting some good articles up on the site too. I love that Prancercise one that you've got, and I found one on foot golf, and there's a whole bunch of good stuff over there.
Yeah. Oh, the Prancercise. If you have not gone to funkyfitnessnow.com, you should go and watch this video because the woman who made up Prancercise is so incredibly interesting and such a bizarre person that you have to watch it. It's just, what? I don't know. It's just, it's a weird exercise. She's dressed oddly.
Yes.
She's like in a pantsuit. I don't understand.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, what is she doing? She's in a pantsuit. She's got like a big pearl necklace on. I know. Her hair is like out of control. Like, what is going on?
I know.
But yeah.
But yeah, we've got some fun, entertaining stuff there. So you should definitely go check it out. And the foot golf, I don't know. What? Why?
I don't know. I got to go try it because there's one right down the road for me. So
okay, good. You try
I'll report
it. You
back.
Let me know how that goes.
That's right. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun, Jessica. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we're going to get together next week and do another one, right?
Definitely. It's going to be so fun. This one's even weirder.
That's right.
All right. Get ready.
Get ready. So we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure you visit funkyfitnessnow.com for more of the weird, wild, and kooky things that people do to stay fit. Be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter so that you never miss an episode. See you next week.